Goodness, what a event you've got going on. 33 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's got momentum, that's for sure. You can't stop this thing. It's a very interesting thing to run an event that's the same age as you. I think that's it's sort of daunting, but also kind of inspiring in the same way.
That's cool.
The event's just one of those things. It's a Sydney institution, so we've tried to give it a bit of a revamp this year and give it a little bit of freshness, but I mean, the soul of it is still going to be there, which is important to hold on to.
Exactly how will it be different this year?
Yeah, I think the start and end is what we've really worked on, topping and tailing. So, I mean, Newtown's got the dog show this morning, so they'll be doing their, that's sort of how they open their event. So we've tried to find something, and we've actually found it in the past. So one of the original event components was Glebe's Greatest Waiter Race, which we're really excited to bring back. This was, something that was at the very first event, and all the waiters of Glebe would battle it out, running with trays up and down the street. And we've sort of taken more of a Japanese game show approach to bringing that back, and they're going to be doing a circuit, which will be something that should be quite funny. We've got comedian Phil Spencer, who's going to commentate it as well.
Oh, and fantastic.
Yeah, the prize is glory, but there is medals. There are medals, and we've got some really good entrants. Just saying, Glebe, if you haven't been stretching and doing yoga for the last week to get ready for this, you need to get your game on.
Get on board. You got a week to go. So what, you're still going to make them do the traditional running with plates?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, no glassware, unfortunately. I mean, we want the smash. We want the spectacle. But there'll be you'll have to take a very complicated dinner and coffee order. You'll go through like setting the table at the start, and then running the food, running the drinks, and then coming to the end and reciting something that you were told right at the start about the person to get that tip.
That will be fantastic to watch. I feel. How many competitors are you going to have?
So far we've got 12. The final race will be 6.
Cool.
So there will be kind of a heat situation. Following that, what we're going to do actually is we've got our local representatives from the area. They're going to sit down for an hour and have a chat about the area that they represent, which I think in modern government is really nice to just ground people and get them to say what they actually like or find interesting about the area that they represent every day. So the lovely Tanya Plibersek, Jamie Parker, our local MP, and also Jess Scully, local councillor as well, instead of Clover Moore, who can't make it to this particular year.
That's fantastic. What a great way of engaging government and politics with a really fun event as well.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you're also holding a Best of Sydney Small Bar DJ competition. I think that's an awesome idea. What made you want to tap into the small bar scene?
Yeah, that's totally organic, actually. And we're still taking entrants for that event at the moment. The guys behind Different Drummer actually came up with that. So, Glebe goes to sleep quite early. We've got this midnight bedtime in most of the venues, and it's a bit of a ghost town thereafter. The odd Irish backpacker walking up and down. Different Drummer is the one place that kicks on. We don't have the Lansdowne anymore to wander around to for 5 a.m. So 2 a.m. is sort of as long as we go. So that's become kind of that late night party hub of our area. And one of the main DJs there, Yemi, is a bit of a legend and runs a business called With Me Music. And he's bringing this together. And he came to us. So it's kind of happened really organically, but it's got real substance to it, I think. The Best of Sydney Small Bar DJ competition. We're hoping venues like Frida's might come on board, someone from sort of Oxford Arts Factory, and we have this, Battle of the Titanics.
That'll be amazing too. Mm. That'll be great. What a great vibe to bring. How many people are you expecting at the fair this year?
Yeah, look, I've been touching wood for an entire 12 months, so just let me have a crack here. So, yeah. On a day like today, 100K, it's going to be amazing. It's a real spectacle, And we've done some layout changes so that as a punter, the experience is still comfortable. And we've got lots of kind of rest areas off to the side and the side streets where you can sort of wander, meander, take a breath, interact with some fun, like, performers. We've got heaps of buskers, we've got 3 stages, the talks and stuff. So, 100,000, but that's not something to be put off with. I think that's something to go and experience. It's a real vibe.
No, that'll be fun. Yeah. I love the community vibe that events like this do bring out, and it is a real kind of gathering of souls from all around to really enjoy something that is fantastic. Glebe's awesome. I love Glebe.
Yeah, well, the cool thing about this year's event as well is we're saying topping and tailing, so we're actually going a little bit later, which is a little bit risky. took a bit of convincing on several several fronts. Anyway, we got there. We're going till 7:30. We're going to sunset. I just wanted to go to sunset, you know? I mean, it's a day event. Let's go the whole day. Yeah. We've got the street till midnight if we want it, but we choose to give it back to the community. So the markets will go till 5 p.m. on the main street. So all your pre-Christmas shopping is sorted. There's over 200 stores. I think we've got 208 booked at the moment and probably about another 30 to come in. We're going to have this sunset block party. So this is where bands like Code of Conduct, local ladies hip hop duo, and also The Strides, this, you know, awesome reggae vibe who've just done Island Vibes on Stratty. They're going to bring the night in and backed up by the Inner West reggae disco sound system guys, so they'll have their big Jamaican style sound system blasting in between. We've got Mountain Goat sponsoring the beers and ciders, Eat Art Truck, and a couple of other things. Gosh. Some live art painting, so that'll be a real fun thing to do as well.
Gotta say, massive girl crush on Code of Conduct. They are so cool. I think that I'll be down there just a fangirl over those two. They are amazing. We love playing them here.
Oh, for sure. On tour, and they're really lovely people, and I think they do their own radio stuff as well.
They do. They're really cool chicks.
Yeah, and Sally's actually been helping us with marketing.
Fantastic. One of the
girls, so she's really incredible, actually.
Well, it sounds like the event to end all events. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.